Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, man, barbecue!
I eat peck of cheese.
None of that, but we got some great meat there.
Peck of cheese not available at Hog Wild Barbecue.
Oh, peck of cheese on my Saints bandwagon, though.
Oh, yeah.
That Cajun's on my side. He's a big Saints fan.
Yeah, he's not a bandwagon.
No, not at all. I am.
You're a total bandwagon.
This weekend. This weekend. Plus, I got $5 riding on it. Well, 15.
Yeah.
I only win $5 because Todd was so, you know, confident on his Eagles. He needed odds.
Yeah.
That's not how it works, man. If you want,
yeah, that's how it works.
Eagles want to win. You said the Eagles are going to win the game.
Going to a sports book in Vegas, you're going to get odds.
Yeah, but you don't know. But you want to win the game.
It's not a sports book, and we're not in Vegas.
You want to win the game. You want the Eagles to win.
What are the points?
If they cover the spread, guess what? The Eagles are staying home. You know?
Nine, but this is
you want them to win.
This is a money bet here.
15-5. It's getting angry.
I'm betting that they will win and getting odds like any honest guy would give you.
Nope.
When you're gambling.
No, you want them to win the game.
They would give you the spreadsheet.
I
want them to win the game, and I want my odds.
No. If you're that confident, you're betting your team.
No, I don't think it's too much to ask.
Mr. Eagle.
It's not too much to ask.
Yeah, too much.
And it's at this point it occurs to me that neither of you is betting on your team.
No, our teams are sitting at home.
No, right.
This is all made up.
In fact, I'm betting on a team I don't really care for either. I just hate them less
team
than the
whooped
Saints.
Your team's ass last year.
Yes, they did.
That's right, they did. Screw the Eagles. You'd be glad to give me that $5.
No, I'd rather have your 15. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lose any sleep if I lose $5. That's why I thought we should have gone huge.
Born on this date, however, dead now. Clarence Clemens.
Oh, yeah, this is a big man. Joined the band. That's it today. I forgot.
Yep.
In that Springsteen on Broadway, he gives a very nice part of that in the middle of talking about Clarence.
I need that. I'm waiting to watch that where I can sit with a glass of wine and watch that. I want to be sober.
Light a few candles, take off your pants, that type of thing.
Exactly.
Little buzz? Because if you were actually at the show, you'd probably have a little buzz on.
I want a buzz. I purposely haven't watched a Netflix special because I want to watch it sober in my bedroom on Tuesday night. I want to watch it and take in Springsteen's words and his music. I know it's good. Everybody keeps telling me how great it is. But you know I'm a freak. But I want to have a buzz watching it where nobody bugs me.
No, yeah. You need to be aware you can focus on that.
Yes, yes.
Because he does tell some amazing stories.
Yeah,
he
does.
He talks.
I've seen bits and pieces. I've seen some clips.
He's a deep thinker.
Yeah, yeah. And alcohol. Well, the pants off first, probably, right?
Then
the alcohol. But real quickly. Quickly, though.
Put your phone away, too.
Oh, yeah. The phone will not be there.
And then when it's all over, you can pick up your phone and see there's been 37 texts between Craig and Tony.
And Luke. Nine-and-a-half-toed Luke.
And Puss and me and whatever other 18 people are involved in that chain.
Too many. Too many.
It's had far too much activity lately.
Right. And I blame Tony on that.
Seriously, I woke up from my nap. I think it was
yesterday.
Yesterday.
I got my...
Yeah, and 20,
I had 22 messages.
Looked at the phone. No, I had 53.
Yeah, you slept longer.
Yeah.
It said, there are 53 texts. My God, what's going on? Oh, it's a bunch of people just blabbing.
Yeah, my nap was shorter. I only had 19 text messages.
Well, these people that are awake all day, what are they doing texting us?
Wasting time at their jobs.
Right. Oh, yeah, LD was on that, too.
Well, Luke has a whole library of memes he's got to share.
Something not right about that guy.
Besides the nine toes.
Besides the lack of a half a toe.
Right. We know that, and that's why we like him.
A new attempt is being made by Congresswoman Debbie Dingell.
Oh, her name is Debbie Dingell?
Mm-hmm.
What does she represent?
Michigan.
Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Is that her married name?
Oh, Debbie Dingell.
She had that in high school. I'm sure she didn't get made fun of at all.
Hopefully it's her married name.
Yeah.
You don't name your kid Debbie if her last name is Dingell, do you?
You dating old Debbie Dingell? Oh, man, I bet you put
What if she kept it and she married a guy named Barry? And she kept her name because her dad, she's from the famous Dingell family of that mm-hmm. area. So she kept it, and she's Debbie Dingellberry.
Okay, she wouldn't.
It'd be a lot cooler if she did.
It'd be a lot cooler.
It would.
Yeah.
Debbie Dingell wants to stop drunk driving. The Michigan Democrat is introducing legislation to require all new vehicles have interlock breathalyzer devices as standard equipment.
Listen, the thought is good, but the inaction, cars don't react the same way all the time. So you can't start your car because it's a mistake. You drank mouthwash. I mean, there's ways this could screw up a lot of ways. It's not going to work.
Well, and the car manufacturers don't want that expense either.
Well, it's not really... And we're not defending drink and driving. We're talking about just mistakes. You know?
Could be all yeah. kinds of mistakes, yeah, but, right. you know, there's any number of things that could go wrong.
But they're not going to throw that expense in there.
Probably not.
No.
But she has thrown it out there.
I just got a text from a buddy of ours who actually saw Springsteen on Broadway.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He said they frown at the taking of the pants off. But they did let him put them back on and stay for the rest
yeah,
of the
I
show.
Know, James. I guarantee he had his pants off.
Yeah, oh,
and
yeah.
He actually saw it on Broadway,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he did. Screw that guy.
Yeah, screw that guy, exactly. Well, he lives right there, too.
I know.
Dick.
They frown, so they frown on it, yeah, but it's okay if you go ahead and put them back on. Right. You can stay.
I think you get one warning. Yeah. Put them back on. You can stay, sir.
We're all picturing, you get one warning.
We're all picturing James with a glass of wine with his pants off, right? Are you guys?
Not a glass of wine.
Yeah. Like we haven't seen
but
that.
But yes.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah. Your typical social media shot where it's his, you know, his lower torso in front of the shot and then Springsteen in the background.
Right, yeah.
It's probably up on his social media
right.
already. I just haven't checked it out yet.
Oh, that's got to be his phone lock screen.
Right.
So he sees it every time.
If it's Jagger, he's naked.
Oh, yeah. The shirt comes off, too.
Yeah,
Jagger, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Then he's got to go back to the belly.
According to flat earthers, and they
Shut
know
up.
What's up.
Aren't we about done with these people?
Oh, no, we love this story.
Haven't they gone away yet?
No.
Okay,
no,
but if we like this story, that's fine.
No, there was a great...
They're planning a cruise.
I saw a great meme that it's talked about if the ice caps melt and there's too much water in the oceans, no big deal, and they show the Earth and water's just falling off the sides. And it said no big deal. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. It's falling off the sides.
Now, these people believe that the world's governments are staging a massive disinformation campaign to convince people that the damn Earth is round.
We need to put these people all together so we can all point them out. I'm with you on that.
The Flat Earth International Conference has announced that they are organizing a cruise for 2020. Some people have pointed out a flaw.
They're going to go to the
end.
They're going to go to the end of the Earth.
Well, some people have pointed out a flaw in their thinking here. And that is that the navigational systems that cruise ships and other vessels use rely on the fact that the Earth is not flat.
Right. That's how they get places.
Nautical charts are designed with that in mind, that the Earth is round. The existence of GPS, the global positioning system, alone is proof that the Earth is a sphere, not a flat disk. But here again, people could be lying to us. They're not telling us the
they
truth.
They always are.
GPS relies on 24 main satellites, liars, which orbit the Earth to provide positional and navigational information. The reason why we have 24 is because of the curvature of the Earth. You need 3 to determine a position. So you got to have enough of them to circle the Earth to get 3 of them so you can get your position.
They don't care about facts, obviously, Craig, so they don't care about the boat is using the round earth technology. The round earth technology.
Yeah.
Which is called technology, right?
On Earth, we just call it the technology.
Technology, right. Don't they believe, Blur, whatever, yes. Don't they actually think that the it just ends with a big ice wall.
Like a wall.
I'd read that.
Yeah,
so
I've read that.
If they believe that.
Blurb.
Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. If they believe that, take the cruise to the wall.
And then keep going.
And then prove it to us.
Yeah, wouldn't that be the natural destination of the flat Earth cruise?
No, because even they know they're idiots.
Right, wouldn't that be the ultimate adventure for the flat earther that you've been?
To find
to the
wall.
Edge of the Earth?
You heard the ship go dunk up against the edge.
That's it.
Well, you should want to go to the edge of the Earth and then all around the entire edge of the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just look over the side, right?
Yeah.
Or see the wall in the way.
Is it shaped like a square?
No, it's round. They think it's round.
It's round.
Well, the one that I've seen looks like a round and flat, right? Because square would be stupid, Todd.
Yeah. That'd just make no sense.
God, do I sound like a dumbass.
You do.
They showed the, there's some dude that, he's just one of these.
You know, the whole boat was just them, obviously. Yeah. And they don't allow, isn't like just some crews are just certain areas are comedy parts, certain areas are rock and roll. This is the whole boat full of flat earthers. And the announcer goes, good morning, dumbasses. Welcome to the boat. Welcome to the boat. Well, we're going to find the wink, wink, nudge, the end of the earth later today.
Well, you know, what's really going to happen is they are going to go over the edge.
Oh, that's right.
We'll never see them again. They can't prove it. That they can't then prove that it's flat. People have been lying the whole time.
Good point.
Donations are helping to keep some national parks open during the shutdown. A spokeswoman for Death Valley National Park says its visitor center and some restrooms are staying open.
That's what's going to happen if
donations.
If I win money from Tyler, my $15 will go to keep the national parks open.
Mine will go to a pack of cools. So I'm only winning five. Can I get a pack of cools for $5? Or $2?
No.
It's not a money, is it?
You might get a Lucy.
Man.
You might be able to get one of those off-brand.
What am I going to do with $5?
I can't even get
that. Gas. What
give
is
it
that?
To your kid.
Yeah, some of those.
Five lottery tickets, turn it into a bunch of money.
Every time.
And wave it in Todd's face.
Every time.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do with it. Five lottery tickets.
At Joshua Tree National Park, they tried to keep that open for a bit.
Yeah. Todd was there, right? No, you were?
I've been there.
I know. No, that's right. You were just in Phoenix hanging out.
But now they've had to close it again because people are asses. The place is absolutely trashed.
Is that?
They were driving around in places that you're not supposed to drive around in. The Joshua trees are getting cut down. Because there's not enough rangers
that's a huge
around.
Fine, isn't it? Isn't that a huge
fine? Yeah.
That's
a
felony, isn't it?
Yeah, there is evidence of people all over where they're not supposed to be. There's all kinds of trash everywhere. And even with it being closed, people are getting in there and screwing everything up. You people are asses.
They are. They're horrible.
Mayhem.
People. They're horrible.
Stop it.
Twenty-seven-year-old Dominic Hilton came out to his family at the age of 14. Grew up believing he was 110% gay.
No, you're 100% gay. Yeah.
He broke up with his ex on Christmas Day of 2017.
How old is he now?
He was 20. He's 27.
God, I didn't hear you say it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And he decided that he wanted to spend 2018 sex-free.
Why?
On and purpose, said, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says it made him realize that he wants to settle down with a woman.
That means he's bisexual.
He said sex is always something that he had enjoyed, but this last year, the sexual attraction to men has just gone, he says. It was a gradual thing, not like someone flicked a switch.
Flick it.
And he was straight, but he says now he's actively seeking a girl to settle down with.
Has he been with a girl yet?
No.
Why is he talking?
He wants to find an open-minded girl that he can lose his virginity to.
Oh, that's why.
Which I guess that's, do you call it virginity still?
No. Oh, no. No, he's a gold star gay if he's never been with a woman.
I guess that's true.
True, but he's cracked something with his penis before.
Yeah.
So is that really, he's really a virgin?
Well,
that's the word he's using.
Right, the gold star.
He's a gold star gay.
He said throughout the year he noticed that he was becoming more and more interested in women until at the end of 2018, the other day, he realized that he wasn't attracted to men anymore. He said telling everyone that he was straight was like coming out all over again.
Or is it like going back in?
No, because all of your friends are likely gay.
He said that everything down to his dress sense and mannerisms have completely changed.
So he's into Carhartts now?
He said growing up, he loved dressing in makeup like Boy George, but these days he's always in tracksuits.
Yeah, but there's a lot of gay guys that don't dress like Boy George either.
Oh, well,
you know?
If you're tracksuits,
that's true.
You're part mafia.
Now.
You turned Italian.
Yeah, you're ready to Willie Farrell wears tracksuits.
So that's Dominic Hilton.
Dominic, you're obviously just bisexual, man.
Right.
You know?
No, he's not a Hilton heir.
Not aware of that.
Or pansexual, whatever, you know.
Yeah, he's not gay. He's just got a thing for velour.
Yeah. Yeah.
And out of Texas, the Williamson County Sheriff's Office trying to cut down on speeders. And we've heard of this happening before. We've heard of other places doing this. They have deployed their new deputy, the cardboard cutout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It works once.
Until somebody knows it's a cardboard. Yeah. They tell their buddies. It's a fake guy.
There's a spot in Colorado that has,
Is he in a car or is he standing on the side of the road?
It's a dummy sitting in a car.
In a car, got it.
Yeah, and, it fooled me the first 18 times I visited there. And now I've kind of caught on that, there's going to be a dummy in a cop car there, and he's not real. But you know what? One of these days they're going to put a real guy in there.
Yeah,
and
the real guy that's the move.
The real guy in there should look like the dummy.
Yeah.
You know, make him look like the dummy.
Leave him there long enough that everybody gets used to it and then change it up.
Yeah.
So they say up close, it's obvious, of course, the deputy isn't real. It's just a cardboard cutout, but it's not, or a cutout, I should say, but it's not quite so apparent when you're flying through an intersection, they say.
Oh, no, you're freaking, I'm sure. Yeah.
The department now is testing out how effective the police officer is in school zones. Sometimes they're going to be paired with a real deputy, other times just standing on their own. So if they are paired with a real deputy who is standing there trying to bust you.
You're right. This is a cutout, so it's not sitting in the car. It's standing, right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, if you wanted to slow people down, I think you could put a mannequin pointing a radar gun.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a cutout.
Got close enough.
It would slow me down.
Yeah.
Fall for it every day.
Three dimensions would be better, I would think.
You would have to
fall for
just make sure.
Right.
Just make sure. It might not be. Jenna Jameson, former adult film star, says that she is leaving Twitter to protect her faith.
She's a Jesus freak now?
She converted to Judaism, not Jesus.
All right. I apologize to the Jews.
In 2015, she tweeted that her faith and her sobriety of 3 years are the most important things to her. She said she can't have conversations on the Twitter without hundreds of people attacking her and her faith. Before deactivating her account, she said she's protecting her love for God above everything, as her sobriety and strength come from God.
God, there's so many people that speak up that don't need
to. And His grace.
Like, Dominic and her should shut up. Okay, if you're leaving it, leave it. Why the statement?
In the faith. She's taking it in the faith enough.
And in the back, too. Yeah. In the faith.
In the faith.
You don't want to do that one?
I can.
To wrap up the weekend?
It's a horrible.
Why blame you? It's not fun. At all?
Do it quick. Let's go.
It's bad.
Do it. Just do it quick.
It's
do it.
Bad.
Do it.
We
have
can
too
do
much
a
fun
different one.
Okay, do, no, a different one. Do the horrible one. We've built people up.
No. I don't want to work 5 days in a row.
And go out on that.
Something like
that. Do the fun one then.
Something horrible.
Out of Florida. That's the fun one.
Right. Could be. We're going
to
be careful.
Out of Florida, near the entrance to the Gulfport Veterans Memorial Park, a witness told cops that he was pulling into his driveway about 7 p.m. when he noticed a man that turned out to be 58-year-old Thomas Lewis standing in the middle of the road receiving from the female subject.
All right.
So, Tom.
Yeah.
The female subject, 56-year-old Penny Snoots.
Does she?
Penny S-N-O-O-T-S is Penny Snoots. The couple then proceeded to have sex on the vehicle's hood. Officer Selena Ramos identified Snoots and Lewis.
Puss is making a bad face. Like she looks like her last name, right?
Yeah.
Snoots.
Oh. Snoots and Lewis, the new comedy team.
Yeah, morning.
Todd just made a face too. He went, oh.
were identified as the individuals.
Share it on social media.
As the officer drove up in her cruiser, she saw Lewis, who happens to be, that's the guy, happens to be a fireman in St. Petersburg, pulling up and buttoning his pants. The cop also spotted her, Miss Snoots, whose rear end was exposed, walking away and pulling up her pants.
Do we want to see her butt?
Probably not.
Right. They deserve each other.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were both arrested on a misdemeanor lewd and lascivious behavior charge, booked into the county jail.
God, I love sex.
Snoots also busted for a small amount of weed.
Good-looking lady puss?
No.
No, not at all.
Hey, we'll be back next week, all right?
Hey, but let's say neither one of them outkicked their coverage.
Oh, no.
No.
Got it. And good for them.
You're right. They're a good match.
Good for them.
Obviously, have similar interests.
Why don't we do it in the road?
There you go.
Five.
Think of that.
Brand new episodes.
I played that. Damn it.
In a row. Five brand new episodes in a row.
Next week, too.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Show. Join us.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.